Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Cannabis Hangout. I'm Saab.
I'm Brannon.
Today we're going to be talking to my friend Shahid. This is actually our first time to hang out, but we've actually followed one another for a bit and kept up for a few years. Recently, we connected over cannabis, and Shahid is also from Pakistan and was born there, so we figured why not have a cultured cannabis conversation. So guys, welcome Shahid to Cannabis Hangout.
Welcome. We're so happy to have you here. Before we start, guys, he brought this brown box inside, and there's some surprises in it, I guess. I don't really know. So I'm just going to let you run with it and tell us about this box, mystery box.
Well, it's like a gravity bomb, but it's inverted. It's like upside down.
So you told us.
Oh my god!
So you just told us a surprise. Okay.
Should we open it?
Sure. Yeah, might as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're smoking Kola Organics.
Shout
What's
out to
the
Kola.
Strain, Saba?
It's Crown, because y'all know Crown is my favorite. They
Crown's
just
the
harvested, and they're actually now selling their stuff at our dispensary, Living Leaf. So come see me if you guys are wanting some Kola.
Yes. Let's see. So is this did you just get this in the mail?
Did I already what?
Just get this box in the mail?
Yeah. Like,
and then this is the first time for you to open it?
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Wow. Thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thanks for saving and sharing.
I know
this
it's
is
so
a treat.
Exciting, like opening stuff you get in the mail.
Oh my gosh, I know. That's like the first thing I do is I run home and I'm like,
especially a heavy box with lots of whatever in there.
Well, I'm waiting for my friend. He lives in Tulsa.
Okay.
His name is Marcus. Shout out.
Shout out to Marcus.
But he's a trainer, and so like he couldn't make it. So,
okay.
Next time we'll catch you, yeah. Marcus. If you're listening.
Well, right, maybe guys. I can get it together, you know.
Yeah.
Figure it out, and then when he comes, I'll be like,
yes.
This is what you got to do.
I'm hyped. This
Give him the rundown.
Awesome. Yes.
So, what is the brand? Like, where is this that you, whatever you got mailed to you?
It is called Stunden Glass.
Stunden Glass.
So they're on Instagram. I follow them.
Okay.
I'm about to go see what's up, Stunden
Glass. I waited about 2.5 months just to get them.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
2.5 months for this?
Yeah.
Really?
Is there a certain reason?
Like, huh? No, they sold out.
Oh.
Seth Rogen, I guess he...
Seth Rogen?
He posted it on his Instagram and everybody went banana, and then some of my friends forwarded it to me.
Uh-huh. Oh, like, okay. I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah. Brannon. Have you seen this video?
I don't know.
It's so fucking cool. Excuse my language.
Pull it up.
Yeah, right there.
And you just flip it upside down and it fills with smoke.
Wow.
It's so dope. I wish we could show you guys a visual.
Just so you guys can see, the Instagram handle I'm staring at is called Bong Bay Clean. So BongBaeClean. It's Seth Rogen using this piece. Super dope.
It's really cool. So it's like a gravity bong. And so pretty much you light it on one end and then you flip it and the bottom goes to the other end and it fills with smoke, just like an OG gravity bong.
Yeah. So it's like one of those little timer glasses, kind of like that concept that you flip over.
So sick.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Their packaging is dope, y'all. Yeah, I wish you guys could see a visual of what we're seeing right now. It's so fucking cool.
We'll post pictures.
Yeah. We absolutely will post pictures. That is so cool.
Anyways, you probably have to put it all together too, huh?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah, well, you don't have to do all that.
No, I'm down. If you guys want to smoke out of it, I'm down too. That's
okay.
Why I bought it.
I'm down.
You want to smoke after?
Yeah, are you cool with that? I have a joint until then.
Yeah.
Brought us one.
Yeah.
Well, I bought mine too, so I got a shit ton of weed.
Oh, perfect.
Wow. You were so prepared.
I know you were. Thank you.
You got such a box of goodies.
Love that. That's dope.
I forgot my edible box. So, but I make up with it with the cupcakes.
Yeah, you sure did.
Okay, I see you with your purple sweatshirt.
Speaking of cupcakes, he also brought us cupcakes from Dolce. What was it, Brandon?
Paradiso? Yeah,
Dolce Paradiso.
Right by OCCC off of May.
And, talking to the mic.
It's bomb. It's owned by a brown lady, just like us.
Just like us.
And so in Oklahoma City by OCCC, if you are local, we'll let you know how they are. I'm sure they
look really bomb. They're in the fridge right now.
It opens like this.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, wow.
Okay, can we video this?
Yeah, here, hold this.
Go for it.
I'm going to...
Okay, so to begin, let's just start with the question we always ask everybody. Tell us where your cannabis journey began. Like, when you started using cannabis and, yeah, and why?
Well, consistently, it's been a good 2.5 years.
Okay.
Because I got my card 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
Illegally, no, I'm just kidding. I grew up in California, but I have six older brother. I'm the seventh.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And so, like, they never smoke and all that. Well, right. I don't know of it.
Yeah.
So
you just don't speak of it.
Very strict. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I know my brother would whoop my ass. I was like, can I curse?
Yeah, you're good. Yes.
So, yeah, my brother would whoop my ass if I, like, do something that my parent wouldn't approve.
Right.
You know? And so, like, I have those big brothers, you know, and so they don't play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I wasn't influenced by, you know, drugs and all that. Like, growing up, I was more into sports and, you know, praying. Because we're Muslim, and so, like, we pray five times out of a day.
Yes.
And I'm not very, you know, religious, but, like, my parents, you know.
I know this from, like, Saba, too. Yeah. Like, me growing up with Saba, that's what I've always, I've always seen in her home. So, like, I'm familiar with what you're saying, just so you know. Yeah. Continue.
So, yeah, like, I had strict parents, so, like, but what's crazy is my dad and my mom, they smoke hookah, you know, occasionally here and there. My mom, like, I don't blame them because they do have 7 kids, you know, so I'm pretty sure they probably smoke cigarettes because of that.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling, it's just me, you know, just saying it out loud, that I believe my mom smoked weed.
Oh, you probably. Know? Your feeling is probably right.
If you're a cannabis user yourself, it's so easy to spot that out, especially with family.
Because that's funny you said that, because my mom always had, like, a tin can, and you know how weed smell? They have that pine smell. So my mom is, like, every time I come home from school, like, I can smell it. But I know my mom smokes cigarettes, too, so, like, I don't think too much of it.
Yes.
But she probably covers it up with the cigarette smell.
Cigarette smell or cooking. She's
biryani,
whatever you want.
Uh-huh. Love that.
So I was very scared because...
Were you living with them?
Yeah.
Mom,
I lived with my mom until she passed away.
Okay.
So then after that, I've been on my own. For 2 years, I was with my brother. Me and him were roommate, and then that didn't work out. And then he got married and moved on.
Right. Yeah.
So... Just occasionally, I used to smoke, but 2.5 years, I've been, like,
more heavily.
Yeah,
more heavily. Love that. So, you would say then, like, 2.5 years when you started, that's when, like, cannabis became more than just getting high, but more of, like, a journey for you and your development and just, like, your health and lifestyle?
Yeah. Well, when I lost my mom, I used to be an alcoholic. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of Muslim out there that, you know, will say, oh, you know, alcohol is bad.
It's looked down upon.
Like And for me, I drink, you know, I would say I was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't influenced by none of my brothers and stuff. And that's what I was trying to tell you. I came up, like, the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got my ass beat when I, you know, fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I was disrespectful. Like, we weren't allowed to, like, talk to my mom or my dad. And that tone, like, what, you know?
Yeah,
you
right. Say,
yes, sir, yes, ma'am, you know, and all that.
Relatable.
As it should be. Respect.
You know? And then I think there's a quote that said that my mom raised me good. My parents raised me good, but I was bad on my own, you know?
Yeah, you ventured out on your own.
Yeah.
Experimented.
So, like, alcohol was my my gateway to get away from, like, depression and all that, what I was
feeling. I hear you.
Yeah.
And then my boy, my roommate, who I was going to bring him, but he's with his daughter, and he's having a daddy's daughter
day. I love that.
And so, and, you know, he's not trying to get high and stuff. But
yeah.
I would have brought him with me, but he's the one that introduced me. Well, we were kicking it, and I'm just sitting there, I'm like, man, I'm not too happy, you know, and I just, like, leak my feelings to him. And right. Next thing you know, he's like, bro, just hit this. And he goes, just trust me. I know you don't smoke, but try it. And so I smoke. Next thing you know, I never look back.
That's so cool that you were like one of your best friends or the one who was like, here, like, just try this. You trusted them. Mm-hmm. And like, little did you know, here you are now, 2.5 years later. Like, that was something that was really beneficial to you. Yeah. Like a start of something good.
Well, with marijuana, it is a confidence booster because I was like not happy. I was depressed. And honestly, there have been moments in my life where I really wanted to take my life.
You know? Yeah.
And in a sense, I have good people in my corner. That's why I'm still here, you know?
Yeah, which is so important. Yeah.
And I think you know some of my nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
And like mainly because of them, I feel like I really, you know, need to like change my way.
Mm-hmm. So because you have drinking. Little eyes looking at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I stopped drinking and just, you know, transition into smoking weed. Mm-hmm. I never knew how to roll a blunt. Everything, like now.
Should I still don't know how to roll?
It's all natural. No, when I like first started, I would tell Adrian or, you know, whoever that can roll and be like, yo, can you roll for me? You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And because it's so cool and it's just.
It's therapeutic, kind of, to do that.
Yes.
Is that the word you're looking for?
I would sit there and play music. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to send you videos, but like one day. I don't know if you have Snapchat, but I'm going to, like, add you and just send you a video because I save them. Because I'll be, like, vibing, just listening to music.
Yes, love that.
And so it is, in a way, therapeutic. It's like a therapy.
It is.
And yeah.
Just, like, your fingers touching the herb and you're doing something. You're about to use it to aid, to help your body. And you know you're about to, like, chill and feel relaxed. Even at, like, for, like, even social settings. Like, do you, if you ever go out, like, smoking before, like, that's what allows you to, like, be social?
Yeah. And, like,
or calm?
To the alcohol point that you said, I'm not a big drinker. So when I go out with my girlfriends and they're wanting to drink, I am so anal and I always have to have my car with me. So I always make sure I'm good to drive because you will not catch me without my car.
Yeah.
And so I always will eat like an edibles to make sure that one, I can tolerate my drunk friends and I'm in that same headspace, but just my own headspace. Yeah. But two, it's nice that like I'm in that good headspace to where I'm clear headed and I can get us home safe if I need to.
Right.
And that's just something that I vibe with more. So I get that because it's just, there's a certain calmness that cannabis provides that other substances cannot.
And I feel like that's where the myth comes in, that cannabis is a gateway drug.
Yes.
That's so much bullshit. Like the fact that you said that you used alcohol excessively and that you were able to stop doing that and you transitioned into cannabis, like that's backwards.
It's And it's,
which is how, I mean, that's how it should be though. Cannabis helps you with withdrawal. It helps you get off of things.
It helps your mental clarity and if you're in that negative space. I find myself like sometimes, I mean, this week has been shit for me. And if I didn't have cannabis, I don't know.
Like how you would have like coped with everything.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I would have coped with everything just because there was so much going on. And sometimes it takes for me to smoke to slow myself down, to process my emotions and be like, all right, Saab, you need to chill the fuck out and stop being so crazy and really process what's happening so you can respond in a mature adult way versus just spouting stuff out and being crazy and just like acting like a child.
Being really quick to anger.
Being very quick to anger.
Yeah. Yeah.
So transitioning, what's your favorite method to consume and why?
You do a little bit of everything, maybe.
Yeah. It's a tough question, I know. But what's your go-to? Like, if when you go to the dispensary and you have a plethora of things, there's always one thing that catches my eye. Like, one, it'll either be concentrates or flower. Mine's usually concentrates and edibles. What's yours?
Flowers.
Flower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is there a certain...
I'm one of those, like, that will turn on the light and just stare at it and then smell it and then decide if I
love
want
that.
It or not, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'll ask questions about it, but sometimes when you go to the dispensary, they're just hiring people that just sells, you know?
Yeah.
But if you can get somebody that knows what they're selling and what it does, it's a game changer. There's I think it's called Cannabis Refinery. It's right here in Edmond.
Yes. You know, love cannabis. Yeah, I love cannabis refinery.
They're the coolest people there.
Yeah.
They're, like, cool. There's, like, three or four dudes, and there was one chick. And the moment I walk in, instantly, they're like, hey, man, what are you looking for? Like, you know, and I was like, oh, man. You know, just trying to get some flowers. And then he go, what? For what? You know, that you want it for. And then I told him, I was like, oh, just to relax. So he just started pulling things out.
Love that.
Yeah.
They're good people at Cannabis Refinery. Yeah. If you guys haven't checked them out, definitely do. My friend, I don't know if you know Blake Wilson. He would have been the guy with glasses there. It's tall, skinny dude with glasses. Yeah. He's my friend that works there. He's the manager and he's cool as hell. Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
So do you have a daily cannabis routine?
I do.
What is it?
Like when you, like from the time you get up in the morning, like what do you do? Like, for, and then like throughout your day?
Well, I have a pen. So I always hit the pen when I wake up and stuff like that. But like,
what brand?
What brand do you like?
Dang.
We got to know.
No, I just go and read my, to be honest, when it comes to carts, I just buy them because they've got deals and stuff. So I don't like pay attention to it.
Okay.
But I understand that.
Yeah. What are you chiefing on right now?
Ooh, I think it's G Kittles or Skittles. It's like a, and it starts with a G, but it's like Skittles.
Okay. Nice.
But that's the flavor.
Okay.
It's pretty good. I like
love
it.
Love that.
We can figure out the brand later when we see it. Okay.
Anyways, continue your cannabis journey. So you hit the pen in the morning. I like hitting the pen in the morning.
So like, if I'm going to work, I'll hit my pen. You know, I ain't trying to smoke. I only smoke after work, you know, when I get off and just, you know, unwind and stuff. So, like I said, I roll. It's very therapeutic. And, yeah.
So throughout the day, you don't use cannabis? Like when you're working, you don't? Or do you hit your pen throughout the day? And like when you come home, you roll joints?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I feel like when I hit my pen, it's nice because I feel like I can control my high a little bit more because I feel like my pen high lasts like 30 minutes max versus like flower can last up to an hour sometimes.
Yeah.
Obviously, edibles and concentrates are out of the question.
Yeah.
But that's the nice thing about pen is that you can go through the day with
the
it.
Convenience of a pen.
Yes, and that's what it
right
is.
There, like a quick hit.
Yes.
You go on. You don't have to go out the back door and like have a joint that's stinky. You know, like this is, I mean, give or take, pens can be stinky. Some of them smell really, you know, dank. Yeah. But
so since
but,
you go.
But like on the off day.
Yeah.
On my off day, it's like when I wake up, obviously I smoke a lot. I hit my bong.
Love that.
But I. Right hand to God, like I clean in the morning, so I get up. I'm very OCD, so I make my bed and stuff like that.
Love that.
Those are good habits. I can't say I do that.
And then when I'm done, then I roll and then just sit there, and everything's all clean.
Ooh, and you get to smoke while you're watching it.
Nonstop.
And you just get to you unwind.
And then you know me, I go eat.
Yes.
Or occasionally just take a little trip. I'll go to Dallas. Go to Omakase.
Yes. He's a big traveler. He was in Japan last year. He went
to China. Yeah. Philippines.
Like, so cool.
Heck yeah.
And I was supposed to be in Europe right now.
And fucking COVID.
Pandemic.
It's horrible.
Then, COVID just kills it.
I know.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Amsterdam. I was going to go to Amsterdam.
Oh, man. That would have been
I would have bought so many goodies back.
Oh, my gosh. That would have been so dope.
I feel like that's on all of our list.
I know. Soon come.
Maybe we can go all together.
That'd be such a fun
group. So
if you did like a fun group trip, that would be so fun.
So fun.
I mean, by yourself is awesome too, though. Like, you cannot forget that independent experience, but the more the merrier sometimes.
Yeah, especially with cannabis.
Yeah.
So is there something you find yourself investing more in than others when it comes to cannabis, like glass, flower, concentrates, glass? Yeah, I love that.
I do. I like to get the best quality of things. So, like, I'll get the highest strain. Highest THC strain, and like then when I get a bong, I want to get the best.
Yeah,
because I want the best hit.
Yes, I
so
feel that.
I'm not lying. From that first moment that I hit that blunt, like the real way, because I did smoke in the past. Like when I was like 12, I literally did this and puffed it out. I really didn't embrace it, you know. But then, like when I hit that first blunt for the first time, where I inhaled it. And actually embrace it.
Yeah.
I never went back. So I always want to try better and better. You know,
yes. And so do you like blunts better than joints? I mean, let's be real. Nothing hits like a blunt. And we all know that. Yeah. But some people prefer joints. And I know like the Cola Boys, that's all they smoke is joints. They don't. Yeah. But granted, if I had flour that good, I wouldn't smoke my flour out of blunts either. But
It just depends on the mood. Like, honestly, like rolling is therapeutic.
Yeah.
Bong, same way. But bong, you just lean back, you just smoke, and you don't have to, like, and then it just asks yourself, you know.
Yeah. You just chill. Are you an OCD cleaner of your bongs in pieces. I am not. I need to be better about that.
How do you, what do you clean yours with?
Rubbing alcohol.
Okay.
Hot water. Depending on what kind of glass it is, I usually get like a hot pot, like a big pot, put hot water in it, and just let it soak.
Okay.
Like, for example, if you're dabbing, you put in hot water, it would just, you know, it would take it off and get a Q-tip to reach in the area you can't reach. And get a rubbing alcohol and it comes right off.
I see. I'm horrible about cleaning my pieces. Yeah. Like, the worst. And I need to be better about that. So
the hookah that I have right now, I've had it for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And it still looks like it's
brand new. The Fumo?
It's a Fumo.
That thing is so freaking cool. You can put, like, fruit and shit in it. It's, I don't,
I honestly
like
don't know shit about hookah. Like, I just remember back in the day when we used to go to the hookah bars, like,
oh yeah,
I like never, like, I didn't ever like to smoke. Like, I never, I was the person who was just like, y'all can smoke anything, but like, if I don't have a desire to do that. But when we go into the hookah bars, I never had to hit it every once in a while. I feel like it like burned my throat.
Thank you.
I just wanted to cough every time. Yeah. I don't care what flavor it was. Yeah. I was just like, I don't like this.
It's kind of like smoking.
Like,
I've only smoked a cigar once, but it's kind of like smoke because you can't like hold the smoke in because then you choke on it. Yeah. I think. Am I right? I haven't smoked hookah in a long time.
Anyways, I just don't care to mess with that.
The hookah. Well, I might change your mind. Though,
okay, no, I'm open.
I know you're all like cannabis. This is cannabis. We're not talking about hookah. Though, but like the hookah that I have is all glass. Like literally like everything's all glass and metal. And it's stainless steel metal. And every time I smoke out of that, it's just smooth. But
that.
The one that at the hookah bar or the hookah lounge, they have, like, the metal one, and they don't clean it properly. Like, if you gave me that and I cleaned it, I bet you it would be some nasties.
Well, they need to make sure they're freaking doing that. You know what? You could literally start a business and go into hookah bars and ask them, like, hey, when was the last time you guys cleaned?
I'm here always trying to start a damn business.
No, you're here for business. Yeah. Like, if they could literally pay you to, like, clean, that's a good thought.
Brandon, should we start a business?
Because who does that? Who does that, and how often are they doing that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But like, me and Adrian, we went to Hubbly Bubbly, and you know, nothing against Hubbly Bubbly, but like after we were done smoking, Adrian started throwing up.
She was
like throwing up so bad.
Oh wow!
And me too. And like, I had like a weird feeling. I go, man, I feel like they didn't clean that hookah, and so we stopped going.
I believe it.
Rightfully so. Yeah. I would have done the same thing. That's the turnoff.
So let's switch the script a little bit and talk about some culture. So you said your family doesn't know. You're from Pakistan. You were born there. You moved here when you were 3. I moved here when I was 4, so we have something in common. So you said your family, do they know that you have a med card? No. Okay.
I mean, I would think they figured it out, but...
And you're the baby of 7, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean... People who are listening to this have heard the story so many times, but obviously I work in the cannabis industry. I work at a dispensary. And for the first 3 months, my dad didn't know. No, for the first 3 months, my mom didn't know. In 4 months, my dad didn't know. 6 months, my sister and brother didn't know. Because I just kind of kept it under wraps because I know how the culture is. I know the perspective of it.
A lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. It's really frowned upon. And it's like, you're doing something wrong, but...
They just don't understand.
No, and they don't. And it's honestly, it's taken me a long time to even get my parents to understand. And yesterday I was having a conversation with my mom and I was like, Mom, all I do is smoke weed. And I was like, and like, it's not bad because I'm using it for medicinal reasons. And because I have my med card, I was like, nobody can really tell me anything. And she was like, you know what? You're right.
I feel like you have to open. Yeah.
It's not like you're breaking the law.
Exactly.
Right. And we're a different generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like we are like our parents. Yeah. And like, I know it's different like in every culture, but they just sometimes are just never going to understand.
Yeah.
And you can open their minds if they're open to it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of walking on eggshells.
Do you
even
think
trying to do that?
A bridge you'll ever cross and tell your siblings about? It's okay if not. I'm curious just because I love to know.
I've told them that I smoke weed.
Okay.
You know, I just never told them that I have a card, you know.
Yeah.
It's none of the business.
Exactly. No, I feel that. I 100%
But, like,
feel
I'm
that.
A grown man, you know. But, like, when I was younger, like I said, that's why I didn't do weed. I didn't smoke. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Yeah.
Because I have my brother that I looked up to, and I know they wouldn't like that. But now that I'm grown, I can make my own, you know, decisions.
And you understand
your money.
Like,
if it's my mom or my dad, I'll be scared. I'll be like, you know, I don't know how they're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because... In the brown community, it's all about how people view you as. Yes. Or like if you do something wrong and, you know,
mm-hmm. everyone's talking about it.
Everybody's going to yeah. talk about it. Oh,
so nosy.
Know,
yeah.
So dramatic. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like,
they overdo
the
it. It's yeah. like, oh, they do that? Oh, really?
Yeah, go, but then like,
it's a,
yeah.
It's like one of those soap shows.
It's yeah, literally like a soap opera straight up. But then if somebody says something about their kids, it's like, yeah, don't talk about my kids. Like, how dare
you? I've experienced this with soap. Like, that's, all like, the time. That's like literally how I feel like I can be in on this conversation. Because I'm like, I know. I've talked about that.
Well, my friends will say the same thing. Like, my best friend growing up, and they're Mexican, obviously, because I grew up in California. And my mama always say, you know, watch out for, you know, the pork, obviously, the food, don't eat it because it has pork, you know?
Mm-hmm, right.
And then, you know, don't drink the beer because, you know, that's haram, you know, yeah. when I eat it. Mm. I mean, it's frowned upon.
Yeah.
And I don't get back, mom, I won't. And then what's crazy is my best friend know that, and they don't cook pork. They don't, you know, it's all yeah. the alcohol. Until mm-hmm. we became old enough, mm-hmm. but since it's not against their religion, they drink, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, they eat pork or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. And so... So when I go over it, it just, they change everything for me.
That's really nice.
Yeah, that is really nice. That's dope. I feel like it's nice to have a circle like that because, I mean, my friends are the same. I'm so grateful to have a circle that's so tight-knit where yeah. growing up when I wasn't allowed to do a lot of things, they would look at me a little crazy, but they would be like, okay, like no big deal. We'll yeah. mold around you.
Yeah.
And they always did that, but they never made me feel any lesser than them, which yeah. is, I feel like, so important, especially growing up as a different color from a different country and being an immigrant, mm-hmm. it's a lot of pressure to try and fit in. Yeah. But I feel like it's nice to have those circles where even with cannabis, when I smoked, it was with some of Brandon's family members. And it was because I was comfortable with them and they exactly. didn't make me feel stupid or anything like that. It was very like one of my first times was smoking with them and it was very comfortable and very... Mm. You know, just
I've
like
also
family.
Known Saba since we were in fifth grade.
Yeah.
So like she's grown up with my family. She's like yeah. a sister
yeah.
to like my dad, everybody. Yeah. So, yeah.
So do you find in our community there are a lot of undercover stoner kids or do you think even amongst our generation, like between people our age, it's frowned upon?
Dun, dun,
and there's not a right or wrong answer. This yeah. is just your perspective.
I mean, just kind of like you were saying, even with your mom, like you yeah. said, you kind of knew, like, do you feel like there's other people mm-hmm. like that who you're just like, they're not going to say anything, but I know.
I know. Yeah.
That's a tough question.
It's okay. We can
start. Can you yeah. ask me again? Though?
Yeah. Sorry. I'll ask you.
We'll come back.
Yeah. We'll come back to it. Let's see. Where am I? Let's see. Okay. If you could change any stigma about cannabis, what would it be? Let's start there.
If I can change
any stigma about cannabis,
damn,
or break a stigma
that is bad for you, that it's not really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what we're here for.
Mostly, no. Like I always say, try it. I mean, what is it? Try it before you knock it. You know?
Yeah, yes. You can't knock it before you try it.
Yeah,
you can't knock it before you try it. And I used to be the one of those guys, oh, that's bad. Don't do it.
You know, yeah, same, my mom. Same.
Because it's the way you were raised, programmed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. You know, yeah. you're going to ruin your life.
Literally ruin your life. That's your so life. Funny.
And then,
so fucking relatable.
And then fast forward, I was already ruining my life without it.
Yeah. Right?
And, you know,
yeah.
my homie was like, hey, man, just take a hit. You know, and I actually... tried. I mean, what? It can't hurt me anymore.
Exactly. You
know? More than yeah. what I've already then, done.
Yeah. Like, I was already on the verge of, you know, quitting. Just
everything.
And then, like, I cried. I remember that because I didn't know. I had no choice. I had no other option.
Yeah.
My family was already, they won't even understand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't talk to anybody about yeah. it, really. Yeah.
I feel that.
So like when I lost my mom, it's probably the hardest thing I've been through in my life. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah. When did you lose her?
Huh? What's that?
When did you
2005.
Lose? Okay.
Just fresh out of high school. I wow. was a year out of high school. So.
Yeah, that's really rough. Like, sorry yeah. to hear that.
And
yeah.
then me, you know, like I was going to college and I was working. I'm figuring out what I want to do with my mm-hmm. life.
Right. That's and it's one of the hardest things yeah. to do. We're yeah. still figuring that yeah. shit out. Yeah.
But then, you know, like in that moment, I was like, oh crap, it's so much mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. now you get to decide what do you want to do. You want to go to college?
Mm-hmm.
Do
you don't that, have anyone you know? Over you telling yeah. you that.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot.
And it was just me and my mom because all my brother, they're up and got married and, you know, they got their own family. But before, when my dad was alive, everybody lived in the house.
Yeah.
Even if you're married, you're staying in the house because that's just how my dad liked it. But when my dad passed away, my mom, just it was just me and my mom. You know?
Right.
Yeah. And so then, you got to build that extra special connection with her.
And that's why I'll be posting stuff about my mom because it's like the, like I miss her, you know.
Yeah.
She's the type of person that understood me. Like if I can choose my mom and marijuana, I would choose my mom because my mom just knew how to heal me and like marijuana.
She has that motherly touch.
Yeah. Exactly. That can never be replaced. Real. Yeah. That can never be replaced. Aww.
So like, you know, when you break the stigma, like here is I'm a person, you know, and I've been through a lot and I'm telling you, I don't remember the last time I was sad.
Yeah.
Like when I've been smoking.
Isn't that crazy that you can say that? Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I cried when I see my mom's picture, but I wasn't sad.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, mom, I'm going to see you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then you smoke about it and you're like,
And then you think about all the positive
all the good things.
It puts you like in a place you need to be.
I swear. And I smoke different strains, left and right, sativa, indica, hybrid, whatever. And literally nothing made me sad. Love like, that. I can listen to a sad song and be like, damn, okay.
Yeah.
You know? Instead of being sad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, you might get in your feelings, but, like, nothing then, like, that messes you up.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I love
and
to hear that.
And marijuana, like, allows you and, like, helps you do that.
Yeah. Versus, like, I feel like if you were drinking, it just kind of takes you in that dark hole and you just get so sad.
It makes you down. I mean, it makes you do something stupid or it makes you, you know, hurt
yourself. Shit you don't remember.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say that with cannabis.
Yeah, like, no,
I don't black out from cannabis, you know?
I mean, we take a nap and wake up.
Yeah, but that's
a healthy nap.
Hungry, yeah.
Now I got to go eat. Thank you, marijuana.
I love that. So my last question for you is going to be, is there something you haven't tried that you'd like to experience with cannabis? I know mine's a 3-course meal from a chef.
So. Oh, yeah. an infused
Yeah, I know
meal.
That's like, I would love to have a 3-course infused meal for my 30th birthday. Like, I want to hire a private chef. I want a dope-ass cabin in Colorado. I want all my people there, and I just want to be eating bomb food and getting really stoned.
Yeah, that sounds great. Groovy, baby.
Ooh, like, you're saying, like, getting high and then doing something?
Would you want to like see a grow? Like, is there something?
Do you want to smoke and then go skydiving?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Anything that you want to experience with cannabis that you have not done yet?
It's a deep question.
That is a deep question.
It's actually a really good question, but there's so many things I love to do.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And there's so many things that I want to do.
You like to travel.
You said skydiving and travel.
Yeah.
I'll definitely go to Amsterdam. Yeah. That'll be the ultimate goal.
Yes. Which you'll get there soon.
Yeah.
You'll get there soon. As soon as COVID's over.
I'm going to get there. I already know. I'm the type that I can't wait to do it.
Yeah.
I don't plan it. I just want to do it now.
Yes.
Know?
Yeah.
Live life on the edge.
Yeah. Love that. That's a good way to live.
Yeah.
Like me being the youngest, and I want kids though, but now that, you know, because I had an arranged marriage.
Okay.
I posted on my
Yes.
But I had an arranged marriage. It only lasted 5 months. And that was another thing.
Yeah.
It lasted 5 months.
You know,
Yeah.
Sometimes being like two Pakistani, you just don't know what you can expect from that side of a family.
Yeah.
Right. And then I can say the same for myself. Like my family, we have skeletons in the closet. We have people, you know, that done things, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
People still talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. And so I feel that.
When that happened, that also affected my relationship with my family and stuff like that.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it's hard though too, because like you cannot force feelings. You cannot force something that's not meant to be there, whether people understand it or not, or look down upon or not. Like at the end of the day, inside of you, like it's not happening.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That was a really good conversation. Thank you so much for being a part of our episode.
Yeah,
that was,
this is a good, very diverse.
I know.
Which is needed.
Yeah, I feel like this is one of our most diverse episodes, and we really appreciate you coming on and being a part
of
our journey.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, we're really excited to smoke in your really cool bong.
Sure. Yeah, you guys will have to check the gram for the pictures, because that's what we're about to go do.
Bye.
So stay tuned for next week's episode of the Cannabis Hangout and
stay medicated.